there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the truth of the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it, but songs also do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God as well. And here at Barah Ministries, we're pretty lucky to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy. And her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. So in the next several lessons, we're going to hear the truth of the Word of God communicated by June in song. Today's song, We Pray to the Father. We pray to the Father. Prayer is one of the most underestimated weapons in the Christian's life. Prayer gives us a chance to request the assistance of an omnipotent God, a God with all the power. And it gives us a chance to take advantage of our relationship with God to influence situations where there is no human solution. Here's what the Bible has to say to us about prayer. John chapter 16, verse 23. Truly, truly, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. God is always ready and willing to answer our prayers. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, the Lord Jesus Christ says to his apostles, and all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. The Lord responds to our expression of faith in him through prayer, and the Lord encourages us to pray. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, therefore, let us believers in Christ draw near with confidence, with boldness to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need when we pray. In other words, go boldly before God as believers in Christ in prayer and demand what you want from him. He's perfectly comfortable with our relationship in that way. And if you are concerned that you might not know exactly what to say when you're praying, here's some encouragement. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says this, God the Holy Spirit helps our human weakness. For we don't even know how to pray as we should. But God the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So let's listen to June Murphy sing about prayer. The song is We Pray to the Father.
To the Father in the power of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus our Lord. We lift up each other as the Lord's royal family. That's what family is for. Make your requests be known to God. Be anxious for nothing, trusting in the one who answers with wisdom from above. We must be thankful in everything, no matter what it looks like or how we feel, trusting that our Father knows what's best for us, and in his timing, the answer's revealed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. No longer be conformed to this world. Have this mind in you that was also found in Christ, so that his attitude in you unfurls. Be transformed. Father, in the power of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus our Lord. We lift up each other as the Lord's royal family. That's what family is for. It's the order the Father sets forth.
Well, a friend of mine once called to let me know he had bone marrow cancer. And I'll bet my feeling of powerlessness was similar to his when he heard the C word. Because what do you do with cancer when often there's no hope? Prayer is our hope. Prayer works when nothing else does. Within a year, my friend was cancer-free. So prayer isn't just the mumbling of words to God. It is actually a request for a divine solution to a seemingly unsolvable human problem. And you're asking a God who's on your side and who wants you to have what you want to help. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 say this: Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God the Father. Philippians 2, 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will garrison your hearts and your minds for those of you who are in union with Christ Jesus. Thanks, June, for teaching us about prayer through your song. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or anyone listening who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 36 says this: He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God the Father, the lake of fire, abides on him. John 3, chapter 3, verse 17 says this: God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Right now, you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus on the cross, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this: The repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine words: Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly, I say to you today, you shall be with me in paradise. Don't wait to make the best decision of your life. Make it right now. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation instead of counting on yourself. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at brahministries.com. That's www.brahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music on our website. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.